Nolte, Chris Cuomo knew he had COVID-19. Still risked infecting others by violating quarantine. By John Nolte on April 22, 2020. In all of America, I know of only one person. One, who knew he was infected with the coronavirus. Who knew he was contagious, and who still risked infecting others by violating his quarantine. And that person is CNN's Chris Cuomo. If you go to Kmall right now, or any other establishment media outlet, you are more likely than not to witness elite and gainfully employed journalists raging against everyday Americans who are out protesting their state's draconian lockdown orders. And I use the word draconian deliberately. Regardless of the media spin, I'm not seeing anyone protesting social distancing or even the idea of a lockdown. What they are protesting is what they reasonably see as overreach and favoritism. Is a punitive one-size-fits-all alarmism that treats rural counties in no danger of crashing their healthcare systems like those urban areas that are. These arbitrary and punitive rules, for example, you can buy marijuana in Michigan but not garden seeds, make no sense to these protesters, and when they try to get an answer, all they get is the high hat from their Democrat political leaders. So they are doing what all good Americans do. Protesting their government, demanding their human rights. And from what I can see, they're trying to do this as safely as possible. And as long as they do it safely, good on them. But of course, the very same fake news media that demand we sympathize with rioters, looters, and left-wing terrorists like Antifa, are treating these peaceful protesters, and even those who dare take a walk on the beach, as serial killers. But here's the truth and the bitter irony. I know of not one protester. I know of not one American who has knowingly been out and about risking infecting others with the coronavirus. I mean, other than Chris Cuomo, who just happens to be one of the elite media's very own. What kind of sociopath who knows he's infected still violates quarantine? What kind of fake news network knows Chris Cuomo violated his quarantine but still shamelessly spreads the propaganda he never did? Going so far as to stage a fake news event based on the shameless lie he has been no place other than his basement due to his lonely and heroic selflessness. And what kind of sociopathic media as a whole play along? Pretend this is okay, or dismiss it in the way NBC News media reporter Dylan Byers just did. Oh, and you can bet the farm Byers would respond the same way if Sean Hannity violated his quarantine. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Byers used to work at Kmall. You think he's not looking to burn that bridge in the event Brian Stelter can't stop crying? What if Chris Cuomo was a coronavirus super spreader? Isn't that a fair question? I think it is, but no one's asking it. No one in the elite media is doing anything other than super spreading the bald-faced lie Frito first left his basement on Monday. I mean, look at this shit. And how do we know for a fact Frito left his basement and violated his quarantine while knowing he was contagious with the Chinese virus? Because Frito told us he did. It's all laid out right here. On the day after Easter, during a bizarre meltdown on his Sirius XM radio show, Frito confirmed an Easter Day confrontation with a guy on a bike. The guy on the bike told the New York Post things got so ugly with the mentally unbalanced Frito, he filed a police report. So there's a police report memorializing Frito being out and about while he knew he was infectious with a deadly disease that has already killed some 45,000 Americans. And this confrontation most assuredly did not occur in Cuomo's basement, the place where Cuomo assured us he would never leave for fear of infecting his wife, children, or anyone else. Oh, and did I mention Chris Cuomo's wife eventually tested positive for the coronavirus? Yeah, she did. Sadly, Cuomo's 14-year-old son just tested positive, which is heartbreaking news. That kid's in for a very rough time. So not only was potential super spreader Cuomo not in his basement on Easter Day, not only was he outside his home while he knew he was contagious. Potential super spreader Chris Cuomo wasn't even at home. Nope, on Easter Day, the infectious Cuomo took a 30-minute drive with his wife, kids, and another woman from his Southampton home to property he's developing in East Hampton. Does anyone know of any other infected American who was out gallivanting while he knew he was contagious with the coronavirus? Does anyone know of any other infected New Yorker who was out gallivanting in New York, in a state that just so happens to be the most tragic hotspot in all the world? I know of no one who has done or would do such a thing. Other than Chris Cuomo, other than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's little brother. This is monstrous behavior on Chris Cuomo's part. and the fact the rest of the establishment media are allowing him to not only get away with it, as they demonize everyday protesters, but allowing CNN to stage fake news events around it, tells you just how corrupt and lost the media truly are. And here's the other thing. This is the only quarantine violation of Cuomo's that we know of. This was the time the potential super spreader was caught. How many other times did Cuomo run around somewhere while knowing he was infected? Where did he go? Who did he come in contact with? Even if Brito finally does show a little integrity and shame by admitting to this one, who can believe him? Who can believe someone who's already brazenly lied to us? Who can believe a man capable of running around with his family in a hot zone knowing he is infected with a deadly disease? Who can believe a selfish monster with no regard for anything other than himself? And who can ever believe a media that enable and cover up this kind of monstrous behavior? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.